Today, looking beyond the rate cut hype. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World Latest Post covering finance and property news. Yesterday, we got the first rate cut in 4 years from the RBA, down 0.25% to 4.1%, as inflation has eased from more than 6% to 3.2% underlying.
As you know, the board decided today to cut the cash rate by 25 basis points to 4.1%. The cash rate has been at 4.35% since November 2023. At that time, in November 23, the upside risks to inflation had increased, so the board decided to raise the cash rate to 4.35% from 4.1% to address those upside risks. Since then, inflation has fallen, and recent data suggests it's eased a bit more than expected. Growth in private demand has also been quite weak, and wage pressures have eased. The board therefore judged that it was appropriate to remove the cautionary raise undertaken in 2023. I've said many times that we need to see inflation moving sustainably towards our 2 to 3% target band before we ease rates. In December, we said we'd gain confidence that things were headed in the right direction. Now we're at a point where underlying inflation is at 3.2% and headline inflation is 2.4%. Inflation has eased over the past three quarters, and in the most recent quarter, a bit more than our forecasts had anticipated. This has increased our confidence further. It's clear that higher interest rates have been working as anticipated, restricting economic activity and putting downward pressure on inflation. The board judges it's time to reduce a little bit of that restrictiveness, but we cannot declare victory on inflation just yet. It is not good enough for inflation to be back in the target range temporarily. The board needs to be confident that it is returning to the target range sustainably.
But the bank also stressed it won't ease as aggressively as the markets anticipate, and also flags significant but as yet unquantifiable geopolitical and policy uncertainties globally. In its quarterly update of economic forecasts, the RBA cut its estimate for core inflation in June 2025 to 2.7% from 3%, but it anticipates the trimmed mean gauge will stay at 2.7% through to June 2027. Meaning it will fail to reach the midpoint of the target. And Bullock was firm. 2.5% is still the midpoint target, even if they move around it. The media seemed almost overjubilant at the cut, talking of massive relief for households, with the much recited data from Canstar showing that a $1 million mortgage would be $154 a month cheaper in interest payments. Remember, most Australian mortgages fluctuate with the RBA rate, unlike in the US, where many people have fixed rate loans. And sure, every little certainly helps, but as Bullock conceded, really, the cut in real cash terms was small beer, even if symbolically it was important to the bank. Once the cut was announced, and the banks confirmed that it would be passed on in full to variable rate customers, even if only when people apply to their lender in some cases, by the way, head of Australian property developer Stockland, Taran Gupta, pointed out that it will take time to make its way through the system. And more easing will likely be needed to spur housing. First home buyers want to enter the market, 45% want to buy, but only 32% can afford to, he said. Then today, we got the latest wage growth data from the ABS, which show that Australia's wage growth slowed further in the final 3 months of last year, up an annual 3.2% in the fourth quarter of 2024, compared with an upwardly revised 3.6% in the prior period, which, by the way, matched economists' estimates. It was the biggest wages slowdown for any full year since 2009. Wednesday's data showed private sector annual wage growth was 3.3%, that's the weakest since June 2022, while the public sector at 2.8% was below 3% for the first time since June 2023. The ABS said on a quarterly basis, wages grew 0.7%, slightly lower than forecast, and down from an upwardly revised 0.9% in the third quarter of 2024. The quarter result was the equal lowest since March 2022. Of course, the RBA board watches price-setting behaviour and the labour market, with employment data coming out on Thursday expected to show the jobless rate edged up to 4.1% in January from 4%. In its updated forecast, the RBA lowered its peak for the jobless rate to 4.2% from 4.5% previously, and estimated that wages growth will accelerate this year to peak at 3.4%, but then ease to 3.2% in the middle of next year. RBA officials have previously said wages growth of around 4% is consistent with the central bank's 2-3% inflation target, provided the economy's productivity performance improves, which it's not doing at the moment. Yet, they've sounded increasingly concerned about that of late, as there has been little sign of a return to solid productivity gains. So at one level, the quarter point reduction in the cash rate may seem to be a grudging one. Governor Michelle Bullock at the press conference that followed reiterated policymakers will be data-driven and cautioned the markets against pricing in rate cuts in succession. Inflation is indeed still public enemy number one.
How line ball was the decision, though? The markets were certain it was a done deal, but how difficult was this decision today?
It wasn't a lay down misere, Deborah. It was a difficult decision in the sense that there were arguments on both sides. And what I would say is that the board had a very active debate of the arguments on both sides on this, but in the end came to the view that the better decision was to ease a little bit of the restrictiveness, still maintain some restrictiveness, but ease a little bit of restrictiveness in recognition that we are making progress towards our goal. I understand that many households will be relieved with this, but the important point that I've made before is that it's really important we beat inflation, because that hurts absolutely everyone.
The bank emphasised the labour market strength and projected that the clip of consumer price gains won't return to the middle of the bank's target zone for another few years, and officials were careful not to flag future decisions. Bullock, of course, has often deployed the phrase not ruling anything in or out. And whilst the language wasn't included in the statement, it was there in spirit. And the narrow path again appeared during the questions and answers. "We have to be careful not to get ahead of ourselves," Bullock told reporters. "I want to be very clear that today's decision does not imply that further rate cuts along the lines suggested by the market are coming." Actually, the markets trimmed their bets on future rate cuts, pricing just one more rate cut this year and less than 80% chance of a second after the decision and Wednesday's jobs data. And yields on the two-year kangaroo bond rose. The RBA will continue to be data-driven. The board needs more data and evidence that inflation is continuing to decline before making decisions about the future path of rates, she said. The board is very alert to upside risks that could derail the deflationary process. Actually, Bullock holds two thoughts in tension. On one hand, great progress has been made in tackling inflation, but simultaneously that policy is still restrictive. So the question is whether there really is a one and done story here.
So what are the chances the Reserve Bank is one and done when it comes to interest rate cuts? And today's cut could be the only one that we see.
Thanks, David. I couldn't say. What I would say is that the market is expecting quite a few more interest rate cuts to the middle of next year, about three more on top of this. Whether or not that eventuates is going to depend very much on the data. Our feeling at the moment is that that is far too confident that that's as many rate cuts as we'll be having. So I can't say one and done. What I can say is that we've done one, we've removed a bit of restrictiveness, we are still restrictive, and we are waiting for more evidence that we're getting inflation sustainably back in the band before we are willing to move again.
Certainly, by stressing that settings are still breaking the economy, Bullock did sort of leave room for additional trims ahead sometime. Politicians were quick to see any opportunity to spruik, and in a press conference in Canberra, Treasurer Jim Chalmers said that the rate cut was the soft landing that we've been planning for and offers a relief that Australians need and deserve. Bullock distanced herself and the board from politics, but I suspect they were all too aware of the political currents. And the recent JWSOP poll shows that costs of living and housing have been among the top concerns for the electorate, as I discussed yesterday with Leith Van Onselen in my live show. And like the RBA, the Treasurer didn't declare victory in the fight against inflation, showing the central bank's concerns about the uncertain economic outlook going forwards. While low unemployment supports demand, a monetary fiscal split is actually complicating the RBA's efforts to tame inflation. Government spending at both state and federal levels remains strong and is expected to rise further in the election year, which all sounds pretty inflationary to me. And according to Richard Franulich, head of foreign exchange strategy at Westpac, Australia's policymakers didn't sound like a bank that is primed to deliver back-to-back cuts. If anything, they're sitting back and awaiting more conviction. Or to put it another way, forget the media hype. There is a long, slow road for households mortgaged up to the hilt and very little here to reignite the fuse on the housing market, at least for now. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.